with Kasey show live on Radio Free Brooklyn, what Brooklyn sounds like.
You're listening to Mixed Signals on Radio Free Brooklyn. Sorry, I feel like I like cut that song pretty bad, but like whatever, as if anyone cares. Well, this is the show tonight, and what I have in store. So basically, I have a throwback playlist. Throwbacks with songs that were released from artists based in New York, New Jersey, like the tri-state area, so like classic Mixed Signals show, but this time it's releases from, you know, before 2020, which is exciting because like there's so much good music that was released here, like 2019, 2018, 17, you know, 16, 15, you name it, good music was released, and I don't ever get to play it, so it's a little disappointing because some of it I love, but you know, that is the opportunity this evening, and maybe I'll do it again one day. So yeah, good show in store tonight, but basically, the last song we just heard was Where Is She by Umfang, and like seriously love this album called Symbolic Use of Light. It's like very good, it's cohesive, really, really just great. Some of her best work. But you know, still releases good music, but this one in particular is just very good. And up next we have More Sugar by Physical Therapy. So enjoy the show, as always, and I will check in later. Goodbye.
strobe light. Strobe light.
That's a nice one.
you're listening to Mixed Signals on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you. We're at kind of like the midpoint of the show, but I did just want to take a second as that last song was called As If by the Carrie Nation, which if you've listened to my show since the start, you probably know I'm a huge fan of the Carrie Nation. But something I did not know that I learned this week was that the Carrie Nation is actually named after Carrie Nation, who was just like a big figure during the temperance movement in the United States. And she's pretty cool. Definitely like an interesting lady from history. So I don't know if you've heard of like the hatchet like lady, I guess, where basically Carrie Nation is a woman who lived in, I believe it was Kansas. And she was like kind of ridiculed as like a crazy lady because she would always go to these like illegal bars and kind of like go in with a hatchet and almost like a form of protest. And people were like, this lady's crazy. What is she doing like with these violent acts? But then like when you look a bit deeper into that, you see why. So I believe like the story is that she was going to these bars because she was a very caring woman, like always like showing love for people that were kind of undesirables, like took care of them and would go to prisons and talk to them and be like, you know, what's good? What's the source of like your woes and your misery? And they would be like, oh, well, it's alcohol. So she was very much like not against the use of alcohol, but more so against the illegal selling of alcohol and like what that was doing to not only like the entire community, but just in general in the country. So she just got fed up. I mean, as a woman, she had absolutely no rights. She tried to defend people in court and no one would listen. So it got to the point where she just started to go to these bars as a form of protest with a hatchet and just be like, kind of like messing things up. And people thought she was crazy, but at the end of the day, like, I think the message that is deeper is just really just trying to kind of like attack people that are abusing the community illegally. And I think it's pretty cool that the Carrie Nation decided to name themselves after her. I definitely think that there is more to the story and it runs a bit deeper, but just from the research I gathered, that's what I've gathered so far. So I'm interested to learn a little bit more. And maybe I'll share some more of the story as I continue to play their music in my show. But I thought that was pretty cool. And anyway, up next is Forget It by Justin Cudmore, who's very close with the Carrie Nation. Together they make the Majorettes, but this is a separate track that is by Justin Cudmore. And then after that, there's a song called The Acid, which is an LSDXOXO remix originally by Lauren Flax. So it's still New York City based. But I hope you enjoy this one by Justin, and thanks. Thank you.
acid. I do.
You're listening to Mixed Signals on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, that's the end of the show. So thanks for listening. I'm going to close out with one song. But we just heard What You Need by DJ Spin and DJ Manny. I think that was like a super old one from 2012. Wow. Yeah, there you go. Gonna give it a big throwback. But also me saying 2012 is an old one. Wow. Also wild. But I guess relative to the show that it is. Again, we are, like, I think we're still sponsored by this braces thing. And there's that craft fair going on in Sussex, New Jersey. Shout out. But no, thanks for listening to the show. Enjoyed this one, so I hope that you did too. And yeah, to close it out, I have To the Floor by, of course, obviously I was going to play a unique song, but also Ask Manuel. So enjoy it and have a good night. I get it poppin' when a beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin', all our booties be droppin', droppin'. I get it poppin' when a beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin', droppin' to the floor, droppin' to the floor. All our booties be droppin' to the floor, droppin' to the floor. All our booties be droppin' to the floor. Get it poppin' to the floor, get it droppin' to the floor, get it poppin' to the floor. Steady knockin' to the floor, get it poppin' to the floor, get it poppin'. All our booties be droppin' to the floor, droppin' to the floor, floor to the floor, drop to the floor, floor to the floor, floor to the floor, floor to the floor, drop to the floor, floor to the floor. Let's go. All our booties be dropping.